Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Often when we go traveling, we will go out of our way to see waterfalls, whether they are the giants that we all know about or some of the surprising ones we only learn about as we travel. They all have something really special, and despite being blind, I can enjoy them in such a multi-sensory way. From the roaring sounds of the non-stop crashing of this water over the edge, to standing and getting wet from the spray. And then there's always the beautiful smells and being able to touch the incredible vegetation that grows all around these waterfalls. Every waterfall is different, beautiful, and incredible in its own right. I'm fortunate enough to have visited a number of the giants and many smaller ones too. So today I will take you on a journey to visit some of those wondrous waterfalls. Starting with one of the great giants of the Victoria Falls, also known as the Smoke That Thunders, or Mosi Atunya in local dialect. We were celebrating a special decade birthday, so we stayed in this beautiful Zambian hotel right on the edge of the mighty Zambezi River. We were just at the top of the Victoria Falls, and all around the hotel garden, zebras and monkeys made themselves at home while elephants roamed around and walked past us in the river. While we were there, we saw the waterfalls from every possible viewpoint. We flew in a helicopter over the falls, and with the pilot seeing my white cane and learning that I was still partially sighted at that time, he took us on two flights and around the falls multiple times to try and give me a view of these magnificent waterfalls. On another day, we walked across the bridge where Zambia borders with Zimbabwe, which is actually the country of my birth, and that was the first time I had been back since I was 6 weeks old and my parents left to go and live in South Africa. We walked to every viewpoint we could so we could see these magnificent falls in their true glory, feeling the mist or the smoke as they call it, which was a welcome relief given that it was a 36 degrees hot day. Zimbabwe is such a poor country, and after we'd been walking around for ages, we went across to one of the stallholders to buy some drinks. Rather than taking our business for both of our drinks, she asked us to buy just one drink from her and go to her friend at the next stall to buy a drink from her so that both of them would get some business for the day. Their kindness towards each other broke my heart. Back in Zambia, we were treated to a sundowner cruise to go and spot more animals. We saw elephant, rhino, baboon, buck, enormous crocodile, and lots of hippos in the water. We also got to visit an elephant sanctuary while we were there, which was a really special event. The final treat that we had was being taken by boat onto a small island above the waterfall and being able to wade across to a small pool right at the very top of the waterfall. Our guide was keeping a watchful eye out for any dangerous animals that might be in the vicinity, but none came, thankfully. And we were able to sit in a small jacuzzi-like pool right at the very top of the Victoria Falls and able to lean over and actually see the falls going down. What an amazing experience that was, and a brilliant way to end that trip. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure, but for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.